Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. As we continue with our ongoing feature, On the Farm, we talk with Doug Goring, the North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner, about the future of farming.
This is going to be interesting as we move forward. Marijuana is a controlled substance in the United States. So, first of all, there is no authority granted from the federal government. So, rules and regulations are going to have to be developed at the state level. We have quite a program concerning industrial hemp, which is certainly in the same family as marijuana. And I have some concerns as we move forward how we're going to deal with this, because we have industrial hemp growers out there who need to have their crop protected with respect to any cross-pollination issues. So we're going to have to think about where plantage is going to take place, what's the topography, what is the prevailing winds, are there buffers, are there barriers in place, natural or man-made, how we are going to have to convey information. Do we need to register marijuana growers and producers based on the fact that we may need to know where the production is at? Plus, since this is going for medical purposes, it's not going to be, you know, throw the doors open, everybody can plant it. I'm sure there's going to have to be some rules put in place with some oversight, probably much like the pharmaceutical industry. I would suspect the health department would play one role. We would play another role, because there's another part to this too, which is crop protection products that would be applied to these plants. To date, there is nothing that is registered in the United States that can be applied. In Canada, there's a few products that can. Now, I'm talking with my colleagues in Colorado. This is one of the biggest headaches they had when they contacted me in this past couple years ago in their state. They are wondering how were we dealing with industrial hemp production and cultivation, because they had people that just were doing whatever they wanted. Well, that's illegal. And since I have primacy and oversight on crop protection products, they can't just put on whatever they want, because people are going to be ingesting this. And unless we know how the plant is going to take it up, how it's going to metabolize it, is there going to be any residue left in the leaves, in the product? That's a concern. So there's going to have to be some structure, some rules and regulations, unfortunately, that are going to have to go along with the cultivation of this to make sure that we are, first of all, safely producing something, secondly, something that is going to be safely administered to the public for medical purposes, and then third, we have a whole cultivation agronomic issues that have to be considered, and where it's at, how it's being managed. And I would suspect their oversight would come in two different areas, probably with the North Dakota Department of Health and also with the North Dakota Department of Agriculture.
Now, I was told by someone involved that there was a 30-day window to construct a law, or to do a 30-day window basically to get this act rolling. Do you know anything about that? Is that true or false? And also, are you looking at other states, Colorado, Oregon, Maryland, Washington, D.C.? There's a number of states that have a medical marijuana in the books, Minnesota, a neighboring state. Are you looking to them, or have you looked to them for maybe some guidance?
Well, I would certainly not be opposed to that. I'd look at all different avenues to try and develop any guidelines that they have with respect to cultivation. I would suspect, though, that if you're talking about just licensing it to be sold for use in the state, that's going to be much different than the cultivation production of marijuana. And that's why I said I believe the health department is going to play one role and provide oversight. But when it comes to the cultivation and production, that's going to be the role that we're going to play. And I have been, you know, in the past, just because Colorado reached out and we talked about some of their circumstances and situations, I will probably re-engage them and others in the conversation on what have they done. But we already have a system in place, at least for industrial hemp, for the production and agronomic aspects of it. We'll continue to probably look at that as a model. But I would think that rules would have to be in place to at least identify who the growers are. And then my next question is, where are you going to get the seed? Because that's a controlled substance, and it's illegal in the United States. So there are going to be commerce laws and other things that are going to have to be considered when trying to move forward and implement this particular measure that's been passed.
And I should mention, too, we're talking about more of the larger scale operations as opposed to somebody growing half a dozen plants in their house because they have a red card, which is known as a cannabis card, a medical marijuana card. Right? That's what we're talking about here?
Yes. And if you are growing it, again, it comes back to you're probably going to have some abilities, some oversight, or something's going to have to be known about what you're doing and how you're doing it. And I would think that the health department provides some oversight. But again, when it comes to the cultivation of plants, and because of Plant Protection Act and animal health protection or animal plant health inspection services, all those things that fall back underneath us, we have a responsibility to make sure that the people aren't breaking the law either. The fear that I've heard from and the problems that have occurred in other states is you have people out there applying plant protection products that are not labeled for cannabis. And there's a federal and a state law that will not allow you to do such a thing because it hasn't been tested or evaluated, and it could be harmful and damaging.
You spoken to anybody in terms of people who are looking at getting farming operations going? Are there people that are has anybody tried to get this going yet, either pre-election or now that it's passed in North Dakota? Has anybody contacted you to try to get a permit, I guess?
No, they haven't, probably because they aren't aware of what that process may be. They're probably waiting for some direction or guidance or ability to find out how do they get into this. I have received calls, but they've been more so from the media and from others saying, this looks like a huge challenge. How are you going to take it on? And you know, I'm going to sit down with legislators and probably the health department to get some of their thoughts and feedback. Probably those that have been involved in industrial hemp production, and when I say that, I mean the researchers. There's a lot of things to consider and talk about, maybe even the Pesticide Control Board, just to discuss how are we going to move forward so that we can assist producers or anybody that wants to cultivate this product now that it's legal.
To listen to the full-length interview with North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring, or to listen to other on-the-farm features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids and Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted best real estate agent by the firm of Fargo-Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty. In the business of helping people, they just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people, they just happen to sell real estate.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.